Greetings and welcome to Catholic Reflections,
a regular podcast of the Catholic Community at Stanford University.
This is a weekly podcast of homilies and theological reflections given by the staff of the Catholic Community and their guests.
Today's speaker is Father Xavier Lavagetto, OP, pastor and director of the Catholic Community. It is the 23rd Sunday in the readings are from Cycle A.
So let's put this gospel back into its context. Now, there's a little clue in the text that Jesus probably did not say these words. What is the one word clue? Anyone? You tell it to the church. Was there a church then? No. Something is going on. Matthew has taken various sayings to the Lord and made it for his community. That's what apostles and evangelists do. So we have here a window onto Matthew's Jewish Christian community. Don't imagine an international church or a suburban megachurch or even an inner city Catholic parish. All that too large. Imagine an intimate community where everybody knows each other's name and story. But it was a divided community coming from two different worlds. And that kind of a situation is fraught with misunderstanding and landmines. How do Jewish observant Christians make room for Gentiles? 613 laws separated them. The history of Roman oppression haunted them. Language and culture reminded them daily of the differences and disparity. How do you make room at the table for those you would never have eaten with before? You know, it's hard enough to make room for the diversity among Jewish groups. And Judaism at this time was incredibly diverse. But how do you keep them together if you include Gentiles? Then add a little spice to this thing. Add pride and ego, selfishness and hurt feelings, human frailty and a shame on our culture. And you just might begin to appreciate the enormity of the Christian project, of Matthew's project. How do you form one family of faith out of such disparity and diversity? In that situation, you've got to ask, how do I deal with someone who sins against me? Given three steps. First, talk with the person one-on-one. Second, confront him with witnesses. Two witnesses. And third, take it to the community. And if he refuses to listen even to the church, then treat him as you would a Gentile or a tax collector. Nice, neat steps to shunning, expulsion, and excommunication. Does this sound like Jesus or a church lawyer? Now, this process, this threefold process, is no innovation. It was practiced in the synagogue, especially when you didn't have two witnesses, when you only had one. How do you begin? But we also find it among the Essenes and the Dead Sea Scrolls. And so let's quote those writings. Let no man address his companion with anger. Let him not hate him because of his uncircumcised heart. But let him rebuke him on the very same day, lest he incur guilt because of him. And let no man accuse his companion before the congregation without having first admonished him in the presence of witnesses. the three steps. For the Essenes, it was all about preserving their holiness, the separation of the community from the great unwashed. It was all about initiating a juridical process when you had to start with only one witness. Their concern is for the accuser. Their rules were designed to prevent the one who has been made angry by another from incurring guilt through his anger by requiring him to bring his hostility out into the open. Now, for Matthew, the goal is radically, totally, 180 degrees different. It was all about reclaiming your brother, seeking your lost sister. It's not accidental that this section is nestled between two very important texts. The parable of seeking the lost sheep on one side, and the other time, not forgiving seven times, but 77 times. Matthew's threefold phrasing: if he does not listen, if he refuses to listen, if he refuses to listen to the church, recognizes the real situation that a member has already cut himself off from the community by his action, by closing his heart, by stopping his ears, long before the community does anything. The judgment given is rather a recognition of an existing state of separation, and thus treat him as you would a Gentile or a tax collector. Still sounds harsh, though, doesn't it? Until you ask, how did Jesus treat the tax collector Matthew? Jesus said, come and follow me. How did Jesus treat the Gentile centurion? He raises his dead servant. How did Jesus treat anyone ostracized and named a sinner? Jesus invites them to dinner. They are to be sought, invited, and reclaimed. How did Jesus' community treat Gentiles? They invited them to the table of new life. So to treat a person as a Gentile and a tax collector in Matthew's community was a far different cry than among the Essenes. Our task as individuals, as friends and family, as church, is to be the reconciling presence of the Lord. It neither ignores the situation nor gives an easy pass. The task is to work for real reconciliation. You build a bridge. You build a bridge, not a wall. When we are injured, it's so easy to cling on to resentment. It is so tempting to hold to the grudge. To admit one's fault is hard enough, but to actually go to the one who offended you, to speak the truth, to try to repair the breach, is harder. Aren't they the ones who are supposed to ask my pardon? Why do I have to go out of my way for them? Because Jesus went out of your way, out of his way for you. There is a second lesson here for our divided and arguing times. Matthew's community was intentional in building a community. It gave new purpose to an old structure. Matthew simply didn't just rely on individual goodwill. They put a structure in place. They acted as a community to build the community. And isn't that what we need now more than ever? How do we build bridges, not walls? They embrace a justice which was more than getting back and getting even, more than protecting my rights against yours. Truly biblical justice is restorative justice. It's proactive. It works to rebuild right relationships. It offers saving help. It's all about reclaiming your brother, your sister. As Paul said today, owe nothing to anyone except to love one another, for the one who loves another has fulfilled the law. Build a bridge. Be an invitation.
This has been a presentation of Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. Director Gary Glover, with music by Albert Tomaso and Shane Clarkson. For more information, please visit our website at catholic.stanford.edu or visit our offices on the third floor of Old Union. Till next time, God bless you.